Beloved family, the Lord is telling us that the day is upon us. Keep a 1 month supply on hand of food, water, medicine, vitamins, etc. Jesus began, "There is quite a time of turmoil coming to America, and I want you to be ready to pass through it with your heart firmly planted in mine. I want your perspective to be my perspective at all times. When people see all that is happening, I want you to tell them this for me. I have sent you emails, telephone calls, letters, messages, notices on the internet. I have knocked on your doors. I have waited patiently for you. But since all those efforts have failed to get your attention, when the enemy came, you were not prepared. I tried to warn you. I warned your pastors, prophets, and seers, but you didn't take them to heart. You scoffed and laughed at them, dismissing all these signs and warnings as if they were a figment of their imaginations. So now, here we are, in the midst of great danger and chaos. And some of you will blame me or my instrument. But it is not their fault. In all truth, the enjoyment and pursuit of pleasure and wealth took up all your time. But I have not forgotten you. I still care deeply for all the wounds this season is causing. I see your dreams dashed to pieces and the collapse of your comfortable lives. My children, I am calling you to repentance even more straightforwardly. Repent of your ungodly ways and call out to me in the day of trouble. It breaks my heart to see you in this predicament. So call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me." That's in Psalm 50:15. My dear ones, I am putting out a request for provision during the summer months. We have been told to acquire enough food and water for a month, so I am passing this along to you with a request for any extra donation you would like to give, because in the summertime people go on vacation and forget to share with us. We are also needing some building materials for repairs and extra food for the population in Penasco, since many of them are terribly poor. Whatever you can donate, we are so very grateful. All my love to you, heart dwellers. I can't wait till we are all together in heaven. Dear Lord, please give us the grace to persevere and be faithful to you with what we do have to share. All of you are very, very dear to the Lord's heart. Yes, even you Satanists who have cursed us. Jesus is most concerned with your well-being and prays for you continuously that you will be touched by the love he offers you daily and not be separated from him for eternity. Truly he loves you and prays that you shall be with him for all eternity. Amen.